Anyway, far away.
Okay, now, obviously, the feature of the county show, you took part in it this year for the first time, Adrian, which is great. Very close to being at the same studio base as Jane Southall. We're getting there because we've got Jane's personal assistant here, of course, Amelia Highfield.
Marvellous, lovely to see you, Amelia.
So far, Amelia, we've decided we'd go straight for the jugular, and literally, Amelia, just talk us through what you've been doing so far.
I've been doing some kind of martial arts...
Ninjutsu.
Ninjutsu.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so I've been on the floor, and I've learnt some great techniques of how if I was ever attacked. So fantastic. And I was on the floor, wasn't I? And you've got some photographic evidence of that, Alex.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like, you know, it sets the standard for Una, really, for sort of how to actually sort of be a bodyguard as well as a PA.
No, I mean, the thing is that basically, here we go, and another one. Look, we just lift her and she gets down on the floor. I do this to all of the ladies.
It's true, actually.
All you have to do is twist the hand the other way.
That's fantastic. There we go. Everybody knows.
No, seriously, that's one of the many sports we've got here. We've got archery, badminton, we've got boxing, we've got canoes, we've got, you probably saw those, the little inflatables outside. Luckily, no children have fallen into that because the water's about 3 feet deep. But no, there's a tremendous amount of sports to see, and Nottingham Forest Football Club as well. So I hope you've seen some of the guys from there.
Yeah, I've just been saying what a variety of stands there are and how exciting it is just to go from each one, and there's somebody telling you about what they're doing, getting you involved as well. It's great.
I shan't mention Ed Wellman's weather forecast for Sunday, but there we are.
I just knew that was going to come. Yes, I did say it was going to be nice. I was willing it to be nice. But some of the things we've seen have been, like the white helmets, fantastic. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, absolutely super. Did you see the Lancaster flyover
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Very low. Absolutely delighted to see that there. White helmets, they're actually one of the remaining forces, motorbike teams, because sadly many of them have actually not now been able to be funded by the actual regiments. They're not funded by the taxpayer. The individual regiment has to do that to recruit. So a really skilled and skillful display out there.
I thought beating last year's Dancing Diggers was going to be some challenge, but you did it quite easily, effortlessly, one might say.
That's very kind, sir. The problem for me now is, what do we follow that with?
Countess of Wessex. Oh no, that's Lincolnshire show this year, isn't it?
That is this year, yes. On the Thursday we have a royal visitor. We're delighted about it. We're really excited.
When the press release was coming out, I thought, oh, they've got Adrian, you're so good sell to go along.
You're too kind. Yes. I can't really say, you've left me speechless on that one, Alex.
The buzz is very much back. I said last year the Newark show as was Newark and Notts, Nottingham show as is, Nottinghamshire County show has got its mojo back. I mean, you must be very pleased as Chief Executive Officer when things work on this basis.
Yes, especially when the weather actually has been as bad as it was on the first day. But there's a tremendous buzz, as you say, out there. Loads and loads of people. Entries were quite slow this year, and the simple factor for that was the appalling weather that we've had. So that's your fault, Ed. But always blame the weatherman. But no, seriously, the effect of that was the grass didn't grow, which, how did that affect a show? It actually meant that the animals couldn't be taken out of the barn, so therefore they weren't in show condition. Therefore, we didn't get them entered on time. That put us back, and we literally received the catalogue at 5:30 the night before the show opened, which is not really good news, because the stewards want to actually see that, to see what entries they've actually got beforehand, at least a week beforehand.
Amelia, you're currently putting together the show programme for the 2013 Lincolnshire show.
I am indeed. The deadline was on Friday, so I met that. So very excited to put everything together and on paper.
Good news, you say.
Absolutely, fantastic. And I think Jane was here yesterday.
She was. I spoke to her this morning. She thoroughly enjoyed it. She said it was a fantastic day. She was tweeting as well. What a fantastic time she had.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah. Now, I mean, we want to work together as societies, doing things like, actually, if we've got training people to do them, you know, we pick the phone up and actually say, we're running a first aid course, let's work together. Do you want any places?
And indeed, we've talked about, obviously, doing a year in the life of both the shows, really. I think we can combine with both, obviously, the Lincolnshire show, a year in the life of that, and a year in life, hopefully, of the Nottinghamshire show.
Absolutely, be delighted to help.
Lots of things happen with respect to both showgrounds. Anything you'd like to sort of just highlight at this stage, Adrian, in terms of things coming up as far as the Newark and Notts showground?
Well, of course, we've got the Americana coming up. We've actually got several quite exciting events in the pipeline. We've got regular boxing now coming to the George Stevenson. Isham Pickering is actually making a comeback, and he's actually going to be doing his bid for the lightweight title once again in about October. We are hoping that we've got two Christian camps that are about to come. We've got a large 900-person conference coming up in the George Stevenson. So if you want to find out more, just log on www.newarkshowground.com and you can see the events listing there.
And any questions you'd like to put to Amelia about life, the universe and various other things at this stage?
What is the orbit of Mars on the 13th of June, 1954?
Nice one.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Excellent answer. Fantastic. Adrian, many thanks indeed. We'll see you again in the very near future.
Delighted. Always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Okay, well, the precipitation has started, so we've temporarily lost Ed Wellman, but Amelia is stepping more than capably into her routine, and we're currently about to speak to...
Rose Johnson.
Rose, we've got some fabulous things here under the grinds of everything from prostrate rosemary, which presumably was your own sort of a bit of extreme sports there, in many ways, Amelia.
Yeah.
Through to variegated lemon thyme. What wonderful herbs have we got here?
Oh, we've got over 120 different varieties at our farm, but here today we've got about 50 or so, so we've still got quite a lot more to come out.
Okay,
no, it's absolutely fantastic. They all look beautiful and very healthy, and they smell great as well. You can smell it as you come towards the
car. Yeah. Actually, on my van all the way over here, the smell was just so consuming. I was just like loving my drive here.
Now, do I detect a slight New Zealand accent though, or is it Australian?
Close, Australian. Yeah.
Yeah, close. Yes, it could have ruined the interview there, etc. So, what brings you as an Australian to the Nottinghamshire Agricultural Show?
Well, I came over here on a visa for a year, so I got this job first week in. So I was very, very lucky because it lets me travel around and see all parts of your beautiful country. Yeah.
Sounds good. So which shows are you actually covering, will you be covering, and where will you be heading off to?
Oh, my goodness. I've done about 9 shows already all over the place.
Of course, the premier show is surely the Lincolnshire County show, isn't that right, Amelia?
Are you coming there? That's where I work. Oh, yeah. So that's quite biased of me to say that it is the best show, because this is obviously amazing. But we would love to see you at the Lincolnshire show, so yeah.
Well, there's about 6 of us that go different directions every weekend, so yeah, we'll most probably be there.
Fantastic, I can't wait.
And web address, how can people who are actually listening to this online, how can they get in touch with you?
www.herbalhaven.com.
Now, Amelia, quite rightly, you've just identified that we have a prize-winning Herbal Haven here, do we not?
Yes, we do. A bronze winner. Fantastic. Well,
thank you very much. Yeah.
So obviously, we'll be silver and gold before too long. What was the rationale behind actually getting a bronze? Was it the stand? Was it the layout?
It was the stand, yeah. The way it's laid out, the look of it, yeah.
See, winners all the way.
Fantastic. Well done.
And so, as the rain begins to pitter-patter down in this, not so much April shower, more May shower, for the first ever Nottinghamshire County show, it's time to actually ask Ed Wellman what have your highlights been of this, your first official location report at a county show.
Well, I think the best bit for me was arriving this morning at 7:45, as we did, in the sunshine, and that chance to actually get on what we might call a virgin showground. Seeing the animals, seeing some of the people looking after them, seeing the bit that goes into behind the scenes. Yeah, that was a real treat for me.
Thoroughly enjoyed the ladies and pigs. Some fantastic stuff there. Looking forward to connecting with them, obviously, at the Lincolnshire show. And in a strangely bizarre way, I found that Amelia Highfield, being flat on her back several times, actually, was also a little treat, really.
Yes, and that was courtesy of two people. Who are the two people who actually did that to her?
That would be Keith from the Newark Ninjutsu area, and of course Adrian Johnson, Chief Executive Officer of the Newark and Notts Agricultural Society.
Yes, and every time she fell to the floor, it was done in a most dignified, swan-like manner.
Very, very graceful. This has been Southside Broadcasting on location with the Midweek Drive from Siren 107.3 FM in association with Farm and All Nutritional Supplements Limited from the 2013 Nottinghamshire County Show.